This is Chris Johnson. I recently moved into a new apartment complex. The house I was in got sold, had to move, didn't have a lot of money, found a place that was reasonable, moved in. It's a nice enough place, and it could be worse. I'm not in a fucking ghetto, you know? There's a cemetery nearby. And by nearby, I mean like I can see it when I leave my room. But aside from that, the only issue is these buildings are fucking old. Two stories. I'm on the second floor. I had this old woman who lived below me, and I wanted to just fucking throw her out of a goddamn window. This woman, let me give you an idea. The first time I saw her was the day after I moved in. You know, you're moving in, it's gonna be fucking loud. You're lugging shit around, there's stuff all over the place. She's like, yeah, you know, you were up until midnight. And I said, yeah. Yeah, I was. Thanks for keeping track. She's like, is that gonna be like a routine thing? I don't know, old lady I just met. And she's like, well, what time do you go to work? I'm like, well, I have two jobs. One's at 5 in the morning, one's at 5 in the afternoon. She's like, oh, maybe we can work something out. I'm thinking to myself, maybe we can work something out. First of all, I don't think that's a solicitation, so that's off the table. But, you know, maybe we can work something out. And I knew exactly what she fucking meant. Like, she doesn't want me walking around my place. I fucking pay to live here, asshole. Fuck you. I'm gonna walk around when I want to fucking walk around. I'm not gonna be a dick. I'm not gonna stomp around and shit, but I'm not supposed to get ready for fucking work. You know what I mean? I get up at fucking 3:30 in the morning. I'm not supposed to get up. I'm not supposed to shower before I go to work. Fuck off. Next time I saw her a couple days later, I got two cats. She walks out and she's like, hey, I just want you to know that I was not complaining to the landlord about your cats. The fuck are you talking about? The landlord? I haven't talked to the landlord. I never talked to the landlord. I've been living here for 4 months. I think I haven't seen the fucking landlord since before I moved in. So why would I think that you complained to the landlord about my cats? Unless you went to the landlord about my fucking cats. They're cats. They're 20 pounds. Yeah, they're big boys. Simon and Finley are built like fucking brick shit houses. And they fucking run and jump around, you know, like cats do. You got such a fucking problem with cats walking around. Now, these floors do squeak. They're squeaky floors. Well, what the fuck you want me to do about that? I'm not a fucking carpenter. I can't fix this shit. Things started to take a turn because I walked too loud. She started screaming at me from below. I'd get up for work. Sometimes it'd be 4 in the morning. I'd have to go to the office door. Sometimes at like 7 in the morning on Saturdays, I'd get up. Just start getting my shit together, not doing anything. And I'd hear like a fucking old shrill voice scream, be quiet. Be quiet! I'm like, is that the fucking old asshole that lives below me? Is she fucking yelling at me? She was. That went on for a little while. Some fucking maniac yelling below me. One day I'm going to work. It's like 4:30 in the morning. Go down the steps. She flings her fucking door open. Starts screaming at me. Do you know what time it is? Like, yeah, I know what time it is, you fucking idiot. It's 4:30. I'm going to work. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing up? You fucking psychopath. Fucking fling that shit open and scream at me in the middle of the goddamn night or morning. Can't you be a little quieter? Dude, fuck you. The fuck? Jesus. What do you think? Bopping around here? A fucking pogo stick? Doing the goddamn Macarena up here? Like, I'm trying to get ready for work, for fuck's sake. You think I want to be up at 4:30 in the fucking morning going to work? The last thing I want to be doing right now is fucking going to work or talking to your fucking ass. Fuck you. A couple days after that, she waited for me to go to bed one night after the office door. It's like 1 in the morning. I'm tired. I'm pissed. If I go to bed at 1, I got about 2.5 hours of sleep before I have to get up for the station. She waits for me to lay in my bed, and she starts banging my ceiling with like a fucking broom handle or something. Screaming at the top of her fucking lungs. Ah! Like, fuck is this woman doing? Holy Christ. This woman's fucking insane. I saw her the next day. She was leaving as I was arriving, and she's like, I just gotta tell you something, sir. I'm not getting any sleep because you're always stumbling around your apartment. And I said with any normal, well-adjusted individual would say, go fuck yourself. And she's like, let me tell you something. And I said, dude, fuck you. How about that? And I felt good about myself. Very rarely can an individual say, you know, I told a 70-year-old to fuck off today, and it made me feel like a better person. I posted something about her on Facebook one time, just about the fact that I told some old woman to fuck off. And this girl I was going out with was like, don't you dare bring up this woman's age. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's old. She's an old asshole. She's like, yeah, but she's not being an asshole because she was old. I was like, I know. I didn't fucking say she was. I just said that she was fucking old. It was like this big scandal. had to have a discussion about whether or not I can fucking refer to somebody's age on Facebook. It was explained to me that the girl I was with was in a choir with old people and that they were nice. You're adorable. I'm sure they were nice. They're also not telling me to fuck off at like 6 in the morning. This girl always wanted to apologize for the person that lived below me too. Like, you know what? I feel bad for her. You feel bad for her? I couldn't fucking sleep the other day because that fucking psychopath was banging my goddamn ceiling. Now you're over here right now. You're fucking loud like me. And she probably hates your fucking ass. And you feel bad for her. Just wait. You're going to fucking leave one of these nights and she's going to fucking scream at your fucking ass. Stop being so apologetic. Like, what about me? I'm the victim here, goddammit. Why don't you feel bad for me? Fuck. You can check out my Twitter page if you want. Or don't. I don't really care. @JohnsonHateYou.